What's the best way to actually deliver and create this lead magnet? So think easy. What would be an easy yes, easy to access, and easy to consume? And do you have anything that already could be repackaged or that sells easily? So here are a few lead magnet ideas. Now, a video could be one. A word of caution, if you do a video, don't make it a long, long workshop. You want to make it easy to consume. Again, remembering that value over volume. You could do a guide with resources and how-tos. You could do a swipe file with examples and fill-in-the-blank templates or scripts. You could do a checklist, a short mini course, and a quiz is more complex, but it could also be a good option depending on, again, what the people that you want to serve are looking for. You can also head on over to your inbox. It's a great source of inspiration. You've likely signed up for a lot of lead magnets over your time in business. What inspires you? What do you like the way it looks? What do you find easy to consume?
You're listening to the Launch Playbook Podcast, the weekly podcast for service-based business owners to discover the starts, stops, and tools of transformation that go into launching their online offers. I'm your host, Sarah Vartanian. And if you want to launch your ideas into the world faster, with more success and less burnout, well, friend, consider this show your secret playbook to get you there.
There are so many things to do as a business owner. So why prioritize creating your lead magnet? One of the number one reasons I think about it is it allows you to build the like, know, and trust factor with the people you want to work with from the first interaction. When you create something of value that the people you want to work with need, and when they download it and they open it up and you've solved a problem for them, or you've given them insight into the way you work and how you can best support them, you've right away created a connection that you get them, and they also trust that you have the knowledge that they're seeking. As well, I also think that creating a lead magnet is the first step in building your list. So people sign up for your lead magnet and they do that in exchange for their email and they go onto your email list. And when you do this, it allows you to stop stressing so much about the social media algorithm. So like, no matter how much Facebook or Instagram or whatever your favorite social media platform changes their algorithms, they're always changing. Your access to your biggest fans, which is those people on your list, it won't change. So instead of worrying that all the effort you put into building your 10,000 Instagram followers be for nothing if the reach and impressions start to tank, or if like Facebook deactivates your ad account, your business can weather these changes when you've built up a list of people who want to work with you and who trust you and you have a connection with. And so not only will your business weather those changes, but so will your stress levels. So another reason to create a lead magnet is that so many people check their email daily, you know, and sort of unlike social media where people do often, let's say, take detoxes, people tend to be in their inboxes all the time. And so they've actually given you a permission slip to reach out to them because they want to be in contact with you. A lead magnet can also be a great opportunity to help you listen better to the people you want to work with. Not only will it show you what people are interested in, because by signing up for your lead magnet, they're going to signify to you that, yes, this is, you're on the right track and I'm interested in what you're saying. This is something I need. But also you'll find that people will end up responding to you or share your lead magnet if it helps them. And of course, it allows you to make an impact, because we went into the business not just to make money and build wealth and build a, you know, maybe a different pathway in life for yourself, but to help other people or to change the world. Support other people with the knowledge we have. So the lead magnet is the first step in that. For me, I really understood the power of lead magnets when I created one that ended up directly leading to almost $75,000 worth of business to me. And what I realized was that this lead magnet gave me such insight into the people I wanted to work with, not only what their problems were, but what their dreams were, but it allowed me to take this knowledge and refine it into an offer that was selling. I got direct referrals to business from my lead magnet. I had people sharing it on Facebook groups because it was resonating with them so much. And it really was the catalyst for me to go from a business that was earning around $30,000 a year to six figures when I was able to land on the lead magnet that people actually needed. And so I'm going to show you today the training how you can do the same. So what can you expect to learn? First, let's take a beat or two, because I'm going to show you a lot. And I don't want you to feel you need to put it all into place at once, but if you can take one, two, or three things away that you can use to refine your lead magnet that you're working on, you're going to be well on your way to something that's high converting and meaningful for the people you'd like to work with. So we're going to cover where most lead magnets go wrong, what effective lead magnets actually do, and then the four steps you need to follow to create your own irresistible lead magnet. Let's dig in here. So one of the ways that I see lead magnets go wrong is that they actually don't solve an urgent problem. When people download it, it ends up being something that can be filed or put off for later, only to gather dust in those like inbox graveyards of lead magnets that you signed up for. And I know I'm not alone in having those in my inbox. The other one is being too vague. So you've created something and it's not really clear what the lead magnet is about. What are they signing up for? What is the big promise? What are they actually going to take away from this lead magnet? So basically, why give you the email? And so that could be something creating like a marketing checklist or a Be Happier workbook. We need to know more. And then the other one is not actually being part of a whole list building funnel. So in case you're not familiar what a list building funnel is, it's part of your lead magnet is part of this. People learn about your lead magnet through however you're promoting it. So maybe through Facebook ads, social, your LinkedIn bio, website, podcast, videos, however you like to get information out to the world, to that cold audience, people who don't really know you. This is the first step in your list building funnel. And then when people land on this landing page, that's actually where they learn about your lead magnet and they can choose to sign up for it by exchanging their name and their email address in order to get your lead magnet. And so that is the very first step in the funnel. Now, we're not going to get into all these other pieces today, but when you don't have them all connected and people just sign up for your lead magnet, it's downloaded and that ends the interaction between you, then you've lost the opportunity to further build a connection and the relationships that lead to sales in your business. And that's what really builds your business. Well, we're focusing on the lead magnet today. I want you to think about how you're going to plan to make it part of an overall funnel to bring people in to your world and build relationships with them through a series of emails and then eventually making offers to them. What effective lead magnets do? Let's look at that. And then you can audit your own current lead magnet for that or what you're thinking of creating. First, an effective lead magnet makes taking action really easy. Anything that has like too much content or large chunks of content can be a roadblock between your new subscriber actually using your lead magnet or being way too overwhelmed to dive in. Again, something that they could maybe put off for later. So you want to make sure that not only does your lead magnet get delivered right away in a welcome email through your email provider, but you don't want it to be something super involved. So like perhaps not a 10-page PDF or a 5-step mini course. Think about value over volume. So what is the simplest way for your new subscriber to consume this freebie and still get a win? Next, let's talk about building momentum. And that is what effective lead magnets do. If you want your subscribers to use this lead magnet, you already know it needs to be easy to consume, but you also got to find a way for them to build momentum towards the big result or that transformation that they're seeking. So that's when the folks who receive your lead magnet are going to start to realize that you're the one who's going to help them. That's what happened to me in my own lead magnet, the one that led to the $75,000 worth of business. It was a social media marketing roadmap. At the time, I was doing social media management and newsletter management before going all in on launch strategy and copywriting. And the clients actually back from me from that time have actually moved and grown with me into what I'm currently doing and have done for the past couple of years. So one of the people who signed up for my lead magnet, her name is Rosalie. She said, after receiving my feedback, the value provided in this single free resource speaks volumes about you and your offerings. I was blown away. Thanks so much. And guess what? She went on to hire me for multiple 5 figures worth of work over the past few years and has been a constant referral source to me, all from her experience with my lead magnet. This can happen to you too. When you help people get a win from your lead magnet, they start wondering, what kind of transformation would be possible for them if they paid you? Another thing effective lead magnets do is that they clearly connect to your offer. So an effective lead magnet will complement or relate to the offer you want to sell eventually, whether that's a service, product, or program. It should really be the first step towards solving their problem and helping people achieve their dream, with what you plan to sell being the core component of what they need. So it's like that first step back. And we'll get into how you can figure out the pathway you want people to go on with your lead magnet. And now we get into the fun part. We actually here get to create your lead magnet, talk about what four steps you want to follow to create your own irresistible lead magnet.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Launch Playbook Club. It's a place for service-based business owners who want to launch a course, membership, or a group offer, and are tired of trying to figure out all on their own. With weekly copy critiques and strategy calls for personal feedback, access to tech roadblock-busting Q&A sessions, monthly training around six-figure launch strategies, and templates for all your launch copy needs, the Launch Playbook Club is your roadmap to accelerate the success of your next launch without burning out. Become a member of the Launch Playbook Club at www.sarahvartanian.com/launch-playbook.
So this first step is my favorite, and that is going on a listening tour. This is like your secret pass to knowing exactly what the topic of your lead magnet should be. You might be wondering, okay, Sarah, what exactly is a listening tour? And it's what I consider the most important step you can take before doing any type of writing or content creation. It's listening and doing research. Let me show you what I mean. When you go on a listening tour, you're actually going to be open to hearing the direct words and phrases that the people you'd love to work with are using to describe their wants, needs, motivations, and future dreams. You'll also learn hesitations and barriers that could be standing in the way of them making a buying decision. And this is going to tell you a lot about what they need right now and what they're hoping for down the road. And it's going to help you decide what your lead magnet should be about and even help you refine the thing that you're selling afterward. Now, if you're a newer business and you aren't really sure where to find this evidence, where the people that you want to work with are, you could create a survey, review competitors, comments, and Facebook ads, product reviews. You could spend time reading through Amazon or going onto Reddit. And you want to be looking for the actual words and phrasings that people are using so that you know those objections and barriers that could be standing in the way of making them make a buying decision so that you can make an easy yes. And so to get started here, start thinking deeply about your people. Those ideal clients you'd love to work with. Are they dog lovers? Are they parents? How do they identify themselves? Start to build a mini profile of them and what you already know. And this could be by looking at someone you've already worked with. And once you've done this, consider social media and online and think about, where are these people leaving their opinions? What books are they reading? And where can I read their testimonials? Where are they asking questions? Where are they buying things and leaving reviews and comments? Meetup, Yelp, Google reviews, Amazon? Find out where they hang out. In business, I find Facebook groups are where a ton of people spend time sharing their opinions. You might have to go see people or interview them, hang out where they are. And then when you're doing this, you're going to bring this information into Google Docs. And that's what you can see here on the screen. So when I did this with a client, I actually love to copy and paste the comments and research we're finding and put it into a Google Doc. And what I do at the end is I start looking for the phrasing and the words that keep showing up. So this snippet here you see was for a coach. And we actually had about 10 pages that looked similar to what you're seeing right here. And we went through, we noticed that the words that kept coming up on phrases were, I'm at a crossroads, my head is spinning, clarity, and pivoting. And so the end result, what the offer ended up being, was this coach and making clarity calls. But the lead magnet was a decision-making exercise when you're at a crossroads. And so you can uncover these ideas when you do this listening tour and research. It's going to give you evidence you're on the right track, and you're really going to understand the pain point that you need to solve for your clients. And even better, or more helpful, I should say, is that you'll be able to actually use their words in your lead magnets and your copy so that when they read them, they really can see truly that you get them because you're reflecting their language back at them. You're mirroring back their words to them. A few other examples of where I've done this for is I also had a client and she was a career coach. And we ended up trying to really think about what the lead magnet should be about. Like the end of the course was going to be, she was going to sell, was about finding your dream career. And we ended up creating an interview prep kit as a lead magnet. And when the first instinct had actually been to create a resume template, but when we did all this research, we found that everybody was talking about, how do I ace my interview? And so that's what we ended up putting together was an ace your interview kit. Another client works with kids who are going on a gap year following high school. And so the research showed us that the issues that were coming up for kids was, How do I talk to my parents about going on a gap year? And how do I convince them that I'm actually going to return to school after my year? So we created a whole guide around scripts, how to speak to your parents. And that was not actually on our radar until we had done this research and conversations. So that is step one in creating your lead magnet. Step two here is planning your path. As we already talked about, connecting your lead magnet to the thing you want to sell is actually critical to ending up with the results you want. So now that you have an idea from the research you did, what is a right now problem that needs solving, how can you connect that to your offer? You'll want to map out the exact steps to be sure your lead magnet idea is a logical step to get to your final offer. Do they align? Does it make sense? Keep in mind that your lead magnet starts people on the journey towards your offer, and it may be the why or the what, but not exactly the how. You'll want to leave a final gap between your offer and your freebie. So for an online course, this was the career coach I was telling you about, and she was scaling her one-to-one service to an evergreen course. And so the evergreen course, this online course, was actually Build Your Dream Career. And the freebie was an interview prep kit. So we wanted to make sure we listed all the steps it would take to get people to the course and made sure that each one along the way was purposeful, but that the lead magnet was the first step, the one major pain, major question that kept coming up over and over again from our research. And then we directly led people to the course. For my own self, so I have one-to-one service. So I have a product-sized service, which means that you can, you know, purchase off the website. It's a half-day copy and strategy session to write sales emails. So upon my type of research I was doing, I realized that people were looking for sales email swipes. And it sort of served a twofold purpose. One, if they were looking for a copywriter, they wanted to see how the copywriter writes. So it served as like a portfolio for me. But also they wanted to try to do it themselves and then maybe get support optimizing it. So my freebie was email swipes, and then I mapped out all the steps to actually get to my offer. Once you've figured out your pathway and you know what people need, it's actually time to create and design your lead magnet that is easy to consume, connected to the very specific issue that the people you want to serve are having right now. And of course, you already know that from the research you did. And then it's time to choose what's the best way to actually deliver and create this lead magnet. So think easy. What would be an easy yes? Easy to access and easy to consume. And do you have anything that already could be repackaged or that sells easily? So here are a few lead magnet ideas. Now, a video could be one. A word of caution, if you do a video, don't make it a long, long workshop. You want to make it easy to consume. Again, remembering that value over volume. You could do a guide with resources and how-tos. You could do a swipe file with examples and fill-in-the-blank templates or scripts. You could do a checklist, a short mini course, and a quiz is more complex, but it could also be a good option depending on, again, what the people that you want to serve are looking for. You can also head on over to your inbox. It's a great source of inspiration. You've likely signed up for a lot of lead magnets over your time in business. What inspires you? What do you like the way it looks? What do you find easy to consume? So use that as a source of inspiration as well. And if you're still not sure, what would be the right way to package your lead magnet, take it to social media and act like a scientist and test, ask your audience, try things out. You could use polls to create a survey on Instagram stories or go live and ask your audience their opinion. What would they rather have? Would they rather have a swipe file or a workbook? Would they rather have a video or a mini course? We're at step number four here, which is name your lead magnet. This is where you're going to focus on the big problem using your ideal client's actual work. A couple examples here. So this is a lead magnet for the career coach, and we named it Ace Your Interview. That was the language that was coming up through our research from our listening to her, and that's exactly what we used. It calls out the big benefit, and it's clear about why it matters. So if you notice the copy here, get the value pack workbooks, so you can handle the most difficult and common interview questions with confidence. Again, words that were coming up and we uncovered through our research. Another one for a stager, it's actually even more simple, the title, which is a realtor's pre-staging package. And then this one, we wanted to really call out who it's for and that it was really simple. It's a pre-staging package and the description talks about how to best serve your clients and help your listings reach their highest potential, right, from a stager. And now you've gone through the four steps to build your lead magnet. I wanna just quickly review that at the end of this, what you will have created is the part, the actual deliverable, the download that people will sign up for on your landing page. And it is the first step in your list building funnel. If you have any questions, I'd love you to send me an email or drop me a DM on Instagram at Sarah Vartanian. Thank you so much for listening. And I am totally cheering you on and I cannot wait to see what you create.
Thanks for tuning into the Launch Playbook podcast. If you want to get weekly launch secrets in your ears, I hope you'll hit subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss an episode. Because who knows? It could reveal just the thing you've been looking for to make your next launch a success. And be sure to leave a 5-star review on iTunes telling me how this episode inspired your launch plans. Until next time, keep putting your big ideas out into the world. I'm rooting for you.